Karina O'Malley is corralling a group of people who've come to run four simple errands the way the homeless do.
I am directionally challenged.
O'Malley is part of a group called The Next Step, which has been active in the homelessness area for more than 20 years. The issue sparked a lot of debate this winter in Green Bay when the Catholic Diocese defied the city council and opened an emergency shelter near downtown. O'Malley says one of the questions that kept coming up was, what do the homeless do all day? She put together the walk as an answer.
We're walking first to the Integrated Community Services, which is the agency that provides housing, subsidized housing.
Then it's another mile to the Salvation Army for lunch and back on the pavement.
Across the street is Outreach Healthcare, which is really, for many of people here, the only access to health care that they have. I mean,
it's a familiar routine for Michelle, who is now sleeping at the church's emergency shelter.
Well, if you don't have any money for bus tokens or bus pass, that's what you have to do. You have to walk everywhere.
Michelle says she hopes the walk helps dispel some misconceptions about people who don't have homes. Karina O'Malley says most of them walk more than 4 miles each day in all kinds of weather.
And each place, you make a choice. You know, today are you going for health care? Are you going for a job? Are you going for food? And how long and how far can you walk?
The emergency shelter at St. John's the Evangelist Church was slated to close in mid-April. Because of lingering cold weather, the church is keeping it open until the end of the month. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.